Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time, June 25th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.'" There's something deeply unsettling about this gospel. Jesus speaks not to strangers, but to people who seem religious, active, even successful in ministry. They call him Lord. They prophesy. They cast out demons and perform mighty deeds in his name. Yet, in the end, they hear the most painful words imaginable: "I never knew you." This passage invites us into a holy examination, not merely of what we do for God, but whether we truly live with him, abide in him, and allow him to shape the hidden places of our hearts. In the contemplative tradition of the Church, there is a profound difference between activity and communion. One can become busy with religious things while slowly drifting from intimacy with Christ. The danger is subtle, because outwardly everything may appear faithful. The prayers are said, the ministries continue, the routines remain intact. Yet the heart can become divided, self-reliant, or hardened without realizing it. Jesus says that entry into the kingdom belongs to the one who does the will of my Father. The will of the Father is not merely external obedience, it is surrender. It is allowing God's life to penetrate every layer of our being. It is becoming poor in spirit enough to let him love us, correct us, purify us, and lead us. Many people fear this gospel because they hear it as rejection. But notice something important. Jesus does not say, "You never knew me." He says, "I never knew you." The tragedy is not lack of information about God. The tragedy is refusing the vulnerability of relationship. To be known by God means we stop hiding. We stop performing holiness and begin seeking holiness. We stop using religion to preserve our ego and instead allow grace to transform us from within. There's a story told of a monk who lived with great austerity. He fasted constantly, prayed long hours, and became admired throughout the region for his discipline. Pilgrims traveled far simply to see him. One young novice entered the monastery longing to imitate his holiness. For several years, the novice watched carefully. The monk was impeccable in observance, never late to prayer, never negligent in fasting, never idle. Yet the novice noticed something troubling. The monk was harsh with others. He had little patience for weakness. When another brother failed, his words cut like knives. When corrected by the abbot, his face darkened with resentment. One winter evening, the novice found the old monk alone in the chapel after compline. The candles had nearly burned out. Snow pressed silently against the windows. The young monk hesitated, then finally asked, "Father, why do you seem so unhappy?" The old monk answered sharply, "I have spent 40 years serving God faithfully." The novice quietly replied, "Yes, Father, but have you ever allowed God to love you?" The question pierced him. For the first time in decades, the monk began to weep. All his sacrifice had been real, but much of his life had been driven by pride or fear and the desperate need to prove himself righteous. He had served God without ever resting in God. He performed holiness without surrendering his wounded heart. That night marked the beginning of true conversion. The gospel today is not meant to frighten sincere souls who struggle. It is meant to awaken us from spiritual illusion. God does not desire impressive performances. He desires truth in the depths of the heart. The saints understood this well, I think. Their holiness flowed not from self-importance, but from union with Christ. They knew they were sinners, completely dependent upon mercy. The closer they drew to God, the humbler they became. Contemplative prayer helps to uncover this truth. In silence before God, our masks slowly fall away. We begin to see how often we seek recognition or control or spiritual success. But instead of condemning us, Christ gently invites us deeper. He does not seek perfect appearances. He seeks surrendered hearts. The question this gospel leaves us with is simple and searching. Do I want to appear holy, or do I truly want to belong to Christ? The soul that belongs to Christ may look ordinary in the eyes of the world. Hidden acts of kindness, quiet fidelity, humble repentance, silent prayer, patient endurance. These are often the places where the Father's will is most perfectly lived. In the end, salvation is not about presenting God with our accomplishments. It's about allowing ourselves to become so united in Christ that His life lives within us. Then, on that final day, we will not hear words of distance, but words of recognition. When He says, "I know you." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, save me from the temptation to seek appearances more than communion with you. Strip away every false mask within me and teach me to live honestly before your gaze. May my prayer not become performance, nor my service become self-seeking. Give me the grace to desire your will above my own ambitions. In the silence of contemplation, let me rest in your love and allow you to transform my heart. May I live each day not merely speaking your name, but belonging entirely to you. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I simply invite you to return here to my hermitage each day when we reflect over a passage of Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.